Sorry. Good afternoon. I declare the meeting of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee of the 25th of August 2026 open at 2:09 p.m. Attendance is members of the committee is myself, Alan Lamb, I'm the deputy presiding member. We've got Councillor Kingsley Gibson and Councillor Jay Hockey as members of the committee. Staff in attendance is Kelly Jenkins, Executive Manager, Corporate Services, Christy Buss, Executive Support Officer. Apologies, we've got two, I believe. It's Councillor Alex Sleeman and Councillor Dominic Yule. Leave of absence, I'm not aware of any. Absence, not aware of any. Visitors, nil. Declarations of interest. No one's declared their interest so far. Announcements by the presiding member, presiding person, by the person presiding, sorry, is the wording I need. I've got nothing. Confirmation of minutes. So the audit, it's item five. So that should be 5.1. Audit committee meeting. The officer recommendation is that the minutes of the Shire of Denmark Audit Advisory Committee meeting held on the 11th of March 2025 be confirmed as a true and correct record of the proceedings. Is that the correct title? Or?
It was that at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the date's the correct date, isn't it?
Yes.
11th of March 25. So this is the first meeting of this committee.
Correct.
Yeah. So do you want me to read the officer recommendation out again, or could I have a mover and a seconder?
I'm happy to move.
So Councillor Gibson, Councillor Hockey, all in favour? Carried 3-0. Public question time. There's no one here to ask any questions, so we'll move on. Officer reports. 5.1 compliance audit return 2025. The officer recommendation is that the following review of the 2025 compliance audit return for the period 1st of January 25 to the 31st of December 2025, the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee report that there were two areas of non-compliance relating to local law reviews and information contained within the tenders register. Advise Council that the committee is satisfied with the actions taken and actions proposed to be taken as stated within the officer report. And 3, recommend that Council adopt the 2025 compliance audit return. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Gibson and seconded Councillor Hockey. Do you have any comments or questions? Councillor Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No questions, but just a comment, just a note of appreciation to the staff, I think. And I'll only say it once, I guess, on this item, but in regard to all of the items before us today, that the level of compliance that the Shire staff have achieved is, in my view, outstanding. And where there are issues, they are reasonable, you know, very minor issues in terms of risk factor and also very easy to correct. And so, yeah, I can't compliment the efforts and the diligence of the staff highly enough for a local government of our size with the capacity and resourcing constraints. To have done so well, I think, is testament to our ability to attract and retain excellent staff who do a fantastic job. So thank you to them very much.
Thank you, Councillor. Any further comments? Or I'd echo Councillor Gibson's comments from the Audit Risks and Improvement Committees that I'm on. I've had the benefit of seeing many compliance audit returns. And this is up there in terms of the compliance level, and again with all the other items where compliance is concerned. the two items that, as I mentioned earlier, that the accounts were pinged on, for want of a better term. Important, everything's important, but the local law is something that's common to a lot of councils, of having difficulties getting the resources to go through their local laws. It's every 8 years. It's something that doesn't come around regularly, but it's like 8 years. It's a long time between the times that you need to review them. And in using a local law, when you find it doesn't work anymore, or there's an issue with it or whatever, you tend to review it in a way anyway. So I bet that in, without there having been a official review of the local laws to council, that there has been a review of many of the local laws when the officers have used them. And the other one was the...
The tender register.
Oh, the tender register. Keeping your tender register in a designated officer or area or whatever makes it an awful lot of sense. But given the size of the council, the limited resources, the fact that the tenders from a financial aspect are managed through the financial records from that side of things, I would have thought that that's a high level of compliance with that. So I've got nothing else to say. All those in favour? Carried. Next item is 5.2, Regulation 17 Review, 2026. The officer recommendation, in accordance with Regulation 17 of the Local Government Audit Regulations 1996, the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee recommends Council 1. Receive the Regulation 17 Review Report of the systems and processes established by management in relation to the risk management, internal control and legislative compliance as required under the Local Government Audit Regulations 1996, and 2. Note the findings and recommendations identified in the management comments. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Hockey, seconded Councillor Gibson. Is there any comments? Sorry, Councillor. I went through that and I noticed there's the notes I've written down: is sound internal controls, no standalone internal audit plan. My practice was when there was a bit of time at the end of the day is to do a mini audit of things, is to go through and pick a payroll item out of at random and follow it through, or an invoice and follow it through from order and all those sorts of things. And so I bet you there's someone doing things like that on a regular basis. I can't be alone in doing those things. And so whilst there's no official standalone internal audit, there will be audits conducted, I believe. Risk reporting, risk management, I don't know why I've written that down. Public interest disclosure policy, and you're working on one, I believe. Is that right? I can't remember what that was about.
Yes.
Yeah. So another good effort, I would have thought. If there's no further comments, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 3-0. The next one is 5.3, Financial Management Review 2026. The officer recommendation is that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee recommends Council receive the Financial Management Review Report prepared by Lincoln's in accordance with Regulation 5.2C of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, and 2. Note the review findings, recommendations and management comments, including the proposed actions to strengthen contract management oversight, cash handling documentation, rate exemption, property records and purchase order controls. Do I have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor Gibson, seconded Councillor Hockey. Is there any comments or questions? There's none.
I might just ask how the issue of the purchase order controls has been addressed. So you didn't issue the purchase order prior to getting the item, I think was the concern. The date of the purchase order was after the date of the invoice.
That's right.
So how has that been addressed?
So I guess we constantly normally we find these things out at point of invoice, and so the creditor's officer normally flags that, and then we have a conversation with the officer who didn't raise the purchase order. So we are constantly checking, because every invoice has to have an associated purchase order attached to it.
So would I be right in thinking this is things like outside crew going to the hardware store to get something that they need and doing the paperwork later? Or?
Quite often it's subscriptions, because we do have quite a few annual subscriptions. So it is sometimes something that's possibly not on the radar, because it just, you get an email that comes through, your subscription's due. So most of them are that. Generally, if people want goods or services, they're generally pretty good at raising the purchase order before the works are undertaken.
Thank you.
If there's no further comments or questions, I'll put the matter to the vote. All those in favour? Carried, 3-3. And the last one is 5.4 annual. Are we still going to call it annual audit report 33?
No, we actually have an amended officer recommendation,
yes.
Which is that the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee recommends Council receive the report to the Audit Committee for the year ending 30 June 2025, prepared by Lincolns on behalf of the Office of Auditor General, and notes the audit findings, corrected and uncorrected audit misstatements, management letter findings and actions identified for consideration in future reporting periods.
Thank you. Do I have a mover for that amended recommendation? Councillor Hockey, seconded Councillor Gibson. Are there any comments or questions in relation to that? I got some notes here, if you don't mind, I'll just quickly read through them. On page 7 of the report, there was some items that were found to be where you needed to do some journals to fix them up. There was 2 uncorrected misstatements, mm-hmm. and 2 a number of significant misstatements that were corrected. When I looked at the misstatements that weren't corrected, it involved materials and contracts for both of them, and insurance for one, and plant purchases for the other. When I looked at insurance, materials and contracts, if that was corrected, it wouldn't have made an awful lot of difference to the figures that were in the published annual statements, and so I'd agree that they were minor. I don't know if they were classified as minor, but they should have been corrected, but I think that they were of a minor nature. Is that the way you saw it?
Yeah, that's correct. They were identified as the materiality being quite low, so they didn't get us to do the adjustment. Yep.
Thank you. If there's no further comments or questions, could I put the matter to the vote? All those in favour? That's carried 3-3. And the last bit is the close of the meeting, I believe. I can't get the thing to move down. So there being no further business, if there is no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed at 2:24 p.m.
Smash it out.